about. You gotta put it in perspective.
This is fun. It's a fun party. No question about it. This is a fun situation. Hey, you guys are here. The fun continues, nay, increases.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Hey, Google. How many legs does a rabbit have?
On the website northsouth.org, they say, since all animals, chickens and rabbits, have 2 legs each, there are 24,122 equals times legs corresponding to 12 heads. Do you want a little more context?
Yes.
Step 1. Cut 2 legs from each rabbit so that a rabbit has only 2 legs. Step 2. Count how many legs in the cage after we cut legs from rabbits. Since all animals have 2 legs each, there are 24,122 equals times legs corresponding to 12 heads.
And now.
Okay, is everybody ready for facials?
Our feature presentation.
It's not how you want to start.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new show. It is Monday morning, the 9th of March.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening?
February. Just going quick. Right?
Time flies when it's not February.
I heard a Charmin commercial on my way in, and I thought, that's a waste of money right there.
Charmin clean. Yeah. My honey's clean.
Yep, they did that little song. I was like, I'm not even sure you have any in stores right now.
No. Gone.
I mean, there's still computer paper.
That's true.
You know?
And they said newspapers, but I haven't seen a newspaper in 5 years.
I thought you were talking about things to wipe your butt with.
We definitely are.
We are.
Yeah,
what?
We're saying we're just backups.
No, we are.
Backups, just in case.
You know.
Disgusting.
That's not what we're saying. We didn't make it up.
People aren't saying newspapers.
Yes, they are.
I think they really are. That is the kind of
That's
backup.
That's true.
Or you paper, well, paper towels are out too, but then you would paper towel and put it in a bag and then throw that bag out or burn it and then, you know.
I go to a different house to use the restroom every day and then I just burn the house down.
Right.
Seems like
safe.
A lot of work, though.
Safest way to go, though, don't
okay.
you think?
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, there are just shelves upon shelves missing toilet paper. None there, out of stock. Not sure when we're getting it back.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening with people and hoarding and thinking, you know what? If this coronavirus hits, I'm going to be pooping so much.
I don't know, but I will tell you the reaction that I had to it was, oh my God, there's a run on toilet paper. I better get some.
I mm-hmm. think that was most people's
And then
reaction.
I checked and I was like, oh no, I have plenty.
Well, do you?
Yes.
Think about it, though. Think about
I made
how
a
much.
Poopy in my diaper.
How much?
How much you're going to be pooping.
I mean, I don't
quarantined.
Really have the answer to that, but I have 14 days worth for sure.
Kind of what Allie said, if I'm quarantined for 14 days, having a clean behind is the last of my worries, the least. I don't care about it.
See, it's up there for me.
What?
That's like my number one worry.
How do you not care about that?
I mean, there's other ways you could figure out how to clean it other than the traditional toilet paper.
Well, number one, I need to hear more. Mm-hmm. Two, are you saying shower?
Yeah. Yeah, like a garden hose or a shower head.
A garden hose.
Do you have one of those in your home that you're quarantined in?
Well, I mean, no. But okay. Maybe you could sneak outside.
No, that's not, by definition,
you don't
not
understand
a
the word quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally just like step 1 foot out of your house in your backyard.
And you hose down like
quarantine.
An elephant?
Yeah.
Right.
Now, do
yeah.
you have help with the hose or do you do it yourself?
You do it yourself.
That's okay. mm-hmm. one yeah. step.
Easy.
I don't think you're going to, okay.
It's easy. Or you just jump in the pool.
Oh.
There's no germs in the pool.
I mean, no, but you're going to be adding germs. You're
do you know how many poopy butts are in pools?
Right, poopy butts,
I don't
butts,
even
right.
want to even think about it.
No, I don't.
It's disgusting.
Did anyone go to a supply store this weekend?
I did. I went to the grocery store.
Uh-huh. Did you get in a fight?
No.
Oh.
There was none there.
Okay.
And then I went to a CVS, and there was none there.
Yeah.
And then I went home, and I went on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was $5,000 a roll.
I have ordered toilet paper on Amazon before, and it came up and they said no longer available.
Wow.
From the seller that I had bought it from before. So I was like, okay, this is insane. Looked at another one and I was like, oh, there's toilet paper right there. It arrives Tuesday.
I mean, you think.
We'll see. Right. Maybe it gets stolen.
Yeah.
Maybe Watch, that's
yeah.
that gets
or
stolen.
Or you go to your mailbox, open it up, and it's just newspapers.
You didn't
oh
hear
God.
Them saying that? Because
or
I was like, who's
what's
the why with newspaper?
That's crazy.
You didn't hear that?
No,
oh,
you're
wow.
talking about washing your hand and you need to do this, mm-hmm. blah, 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 and now we're wiping our butts with toilet paper? That doesn't sound safe.
Listen, civilization is falling apart.
What do you do if you don't have toilet paper?
I would water
hose?
No, okay. Water a towel or a face cloth. I own face cloths, Kevin.
Right, and then she can just wash them.
And then I could just wash
just
those.
A face cloth.
Yeah, exactly. It's a washcloth. Okay. You don't know because you're a stanky ass white man.
All these washcloths have poop on them. What is going on?
Stanky ass white man.
There yeah. He is.
So the point is, I don't think Charmin needs to advertise
because we can't get it.
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They don't need to convince people to go to the store to get toilet paper. So. Because we can't get it anyway?
Yeah.
What if this is all a ploy by big toilet paper and mm-hmm. big hand sanitizer?
I mean, Mugs, stranger things have happened.
I don't know that they have.
Can I ask a question and everyone has to be honest?
Okay.
Are we scared yet? Kevin first.
No.
Mugs?
Wait, hold on. I just want to clarify. I think I may get it, but I'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, sure. Totally.
So it's not... That's not a worry for me.
Yeah, you do very well with sicknesses, right?
I do, actually.
Okay, Mugs.
I'm scared that they haven't gotten the vaccine to where they need it to be in
correct.
The United States and
yes.
around the world.
They're not going to have that for a year.
Yeah,
dude.
Vaccines don't just appear overnight. Do you mean the testing for it?
They are testing it, right?
It depends on who
slow.
You listen
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. And I think it's just hysteria. I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I like Allie? That, though. I like that he doesn't have any information, and he's willing to just jump right into
yeah.
the pool.
I feel, speaking of, you know, speaking for the listeners right now, they've been listening to us from the beginning of
right.
this.
Mm-hmm.
From us being like, having on right. Drew.
I'm sorry, what were we like?
Having on Drew, having on doctors, they've listened to us be almost, dismissive.
Yeah.
Defiant mm-hmm. of it. I just want them to know where we are in our process.
I will tell you, okay, I'm exactly the same place I always have been.
Same.
Calm your tees.
Okay. Yeah. I am, Jason? I'm still, I'm confident.
Mm-hmm. That you'll
what?
Get it?
Yeah.
I'm confident that this is the end.
Okay.
No, I think I'm the same way I was. I think I'm definitely the most fearful of us,
mm-hmm.
but I do
think... across the board, that'll be true.
Always, in
just
any
always,
in any
yeah.
subject.
Yes.
I am the most fearful of us, but mm-hmm. I don't think we're there yet. But I do think this weekend didn't make me feel any better because so many more cases are being found out.
I'm very annoyed by it. It annoys me.
I mean, I'm
do you
sure.
have that same reaction?
Yes. I think that... I'm wondering, with so much going on around the world for it, though, I'm like, are we just... we asked Drew this, but, like, mm-hmm. what would the government really do? Would they come on our televisions and be like, it's over. Everyone, get inside. If you have a shelter, enter the shelter. Like, they wouldn't do any of that stuff.
Right.
They would try to keep us calm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I would think so. Yeah.
You know, keep that in mind, is all I'm saying.
Which means what? We should be afraid because of stuff we don't know?
I think that's the answer always, and I'm looking at Conspiracy Alley to back me up on that. But no, I don't. I think we're not there yet. But I think that it's definitely it's spreading.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's always weird.
To me, it's annoying because stuff's getting canceled and postponed,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be fine eventually. So just let's get this over with. And how much stuff has to be canceled before it's fine?
Yeah, I had seen a show. This weekend in another country, Rex Orange County, who I love, who we've mm-hmm. played here at K-Rock a couple times, and he had sold out this arena, and they decided to split it into two. So, like, he had an early show and a late show so that all of the audience wasn't in there at one time. Mm. So, like, half of the audience went early, second half went... And I was like, man, that is a weird thing to
that
say.
That is a weird thing.
They were like, we just don't want so many people in one room... Let's split them.
Put an empty seat between every person.
Yeah,
basically.
I mean, that's basically what they're saying. Yeah, and I bet you that is how it played out. But what a weird time we're in.
Yeah.
What an odd situation.
It's a little bit of insanity.
It truly is.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Let me thank Soccer Mommy for the music.
We're going to talk about panic buying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which has just taken over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Great news, because it's Monday. We have Weekend Jeopardy. We have What's Up with Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, our April Foolishness was canceled.
Yes.
And you can get your money back.
Yeah, and we are...
It's a bummer.
Yeah, we're disappointed more than... I feel like just as much as everyone else. We don't have a ton of info on it, but we would just assume the world is crazy right now, and we're super bummed. And it's a bummer.
Yeah, it is a bummer.
But, you know, we're
so
around.
That's happening.
Yeah.
All right, we will take a break. We'll come back with what's happening. Bidding next. This is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen, and time for our first look at what's happening for the week.
This is how I'll know if you are afraid of the impending coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If Kevin stops going to the movies.
No, don't be ridiculous.
Yeah. See, that's when I'll know. Like, something is really going down if Kevin's like, no, I will not see a horrible movie this weekend.
Gosh, I love movies.
See any movies this weekend, Kevin?
I did.
You did?
I saw The Way Back. Did you?
I didn't.
Why?
It was a weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. What did you think? Oh, no, there was too long of a pause.
It was good.
Okay.
But to use baseball analogies, because that's the best sport for analogies.
Especially when you're talking about a basketball movie.
Yeah, true. Yes.
And especially when you hate baseball.
Yes. Yes, but it's the best for analogies. So
okay.
You expected a home run. Like,
right.
Maybe even bases loaded home
run.
Like, that had so much promise.
Yes.
And it was good, but it was a ground rule double.
That's still pretty good.
Maybe a triple? Yeah, it was.
A ground rule double or triple makes you a multimillionaire in baseball.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
Kevin's rethinking what it was.
No.
It was a bunt.
If you expected a 10 out of 10, it was a solid 7.
Okay. It's a C.
Okay. Yeah.
But, all right.
But
C's
if
good.
We didn't expect anything from it, I think it would have probably been great.
I expected a lot from that
same.
Trailer.
I was just expecting to walk out just blown away, and it was like, not quite.
Did you cry?
Yes. During parts, yes.
Okay.
But not because of the movie.
That's an incredible bit.
Okay, got it. All right. Well, Disney Pixar's Onward opened up with $40 million this weekend. Overseas, $28 million, which was below projections. They thought about $55 million overseas. Total haul, $68 million, which in these times is a disappointment.
Yeah.
Yes, but is there anything to people don't want to go where there's people?
Yes,
absolutely.
These movies will be given that 100% benefit of the doubt.
Absolutely,
I did get to see The Invisible Man this weekend, which I love. I thought it was so fun and so good and smart and perfect for the times. And there were 3 people in the theater, just me and 2 other people.
Oh, how happy were you? You were like, if only those 2 other people weren't here.
I loved it. They didn't sit anywhere near me. Didn't want to talk to me.
What about your theater?
I walked in when it was dark, which is not a surprise for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I sit in the back row of the front section so that all the people behind me talking, looking at their phone, all this stuff doesn't bug me.
Oh.
So I'm not positive.
Wow.
Man, you don't check out the theater just in case? I mean, you're not like...
Just in case what?
I don't know. How many people are in here? I always look at that.
No.
Do you look at that, Allie?
Well, I know this might shock you. I get to the theater 45 minutes early.
Fair.
As soon as they open it up from cleaning, I'm like, better get in there.
You see a whole lot of trivia, I assume.
I see trivia. I'm just, I'm having a good
Maria
time.
A lot of Maria Menounos?
100%.
I'm in line getting food when the trailers are playing.
Yeah, right. Sure.
I'm like, come on, let's move this along.
I am.
So I didn't really see.
I'm early to everything, and I like to, even when it's an assigned seat, I like to be there just checking out my
45 minutes? Yeah, what do you do for 45 minutes?
Look at people.
Count how many people are in the theater?
Yeah.
4.
Look at my phone. Just, I know I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
In case it starts early?
Yeah.
That's a weird thing.
You know, sometimes theaters are like, hey, you know what? She's been here a while.
Let's just get it going.
Let's get the movie going. Yeah. All right. So Onward, number 1. Invisible Man, number 2. Coming in 3rd, Kevin's movie, The Way Back, followed by Sonic. And then rounding out the top 5, Call of the Wild. But these numbers are pretty low.
Yeah.
So, kind of a bummer, you guys. Kind of a bummer. So, we were talking about people being quarantined and whatnot. In Italy, you heard what they're doing. It's like quarantining a whole area.
Yeah.
Millions upon millions of people, which seems insane. But then, when I found out that this was happening in one northern Italian town, I was like... things are okay. Wine flowing from the faucets.
Whoa.
That's a dream.
It's a dream. And it's not, something that the government did. They're like, you know what? You're at home. Let's just flip that switch.
Yeah, live it up.
Flip that switch to wine. No, apparently a nearby winery, something happened. The circuit on a bottling line failed, sending 1,000 liters of wine into the town's water lines.
This party lit.
It's lit as
Jensen,
hell.
Jensen, what would an Italian respond to that?
Oh, this is the best. I'm so happy to be in a self-quarantine. It's a Mario.
See, Italians
I'm not
just...
really under... I don't understand. That's ridiculous.
All right.
They don't just say it's a Mario at the end of things.
I'm the wiener.
Again.
They don't say that.
I like that.
The wiener.
You said wiener, though, so...
Yeah.
I only know Italian from Mario Kart, so...
For about 3 hours, these people were the beneficiaries of this bottling line entering their water line, and they were literally The wine flew.
Italy knows how
through
to party.
Faucets.
They do.
Flowed. Not flew.
Flew.
But, I mean, in my house, they'd be flying. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I always dreamt that our elementary school would have like a water faucet that had like cola, like Coca-Cola coming from.
I never thought of that. That would have been awesome.
It would have been great. So they're kind of living.
You have a water one and then you have a whatever soda.
Well, I'm fine with it being just one because multiple water fountains has been a problem for schools before.
Do you remember Escape from Witch Mountain where they had kind of that same thing and they had the whole like candy bar and all that stuff? That's what I wanted as a kid.
Yeah, goals.
Just to be kidnapped and taken to a place that had all this awesome.
That happens a lot. Yeah. You get kidnapped and they take you cool places.
Better places. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that always happens.
So you can eat snacks.
Definitely not like a dungeon or...
Oh, okay, yeah. That I guess I was... What was wrong with
like
that?
A bunker for 35 years.
I mean, we don't know.
You don't know.
It's possible there's someone out there kidnapping and then giving candy.
Exactly. You don't know.
In that order, and that's all.
So, Kevin, you were going on vacation. You were planning to watch some soccer matches.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those canceled, if not just said, you know, there's going to be no fans in the stands.
Mm-hmm. Canceled.
They kind of started that whole trend with, I feel like,
very angry.
Yeah, soccer matches started that. Well, now the NBA is saying its teams should be prepared to play games without fans if necessary because of the coronavirus crisis. But LeBron James, he's not hearing it, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So reporters asked him on Friday about the possibility of playing in empty arenas. Here's his quote. We play games without the fans? Nah, that's impossible. I ain't playing if I ain't got the fans in the crowd. That's who I play for. I play for my teammates and I play for the fans. That's what it's all about. So if I show up to an arena and there ain't no fans in there, I ain't playing. But they can do what they want to do. LeBron, a couple things to unpack here. So only the people that can afford tickets to watch you in person, those are the people you're playing for.
I mean, that's
not
what he
the
said.
Fans on television that are watching with their sweatpants and their greasy T-shirts. They're not actually fans. Like, what are you saying? Like, what are you? Stop it.
Clap if you'd like to see this.
I would like to see LeBron sit these games out. You're finally winning, LeBron.
Right.
Stop being a D-bag. Shut up.
Okay. I feel like you're right to an extent.
Yeah, but that sounds like just an initial reaction thing.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Is like I also could see him backing up on it and being like, I didn't know, man. I didn't know everyone's going to die.
Right. Like he did with the China situation.
With China, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't sure what was happening.
So, yes.
That's good. Yeah.
I assume he'll play if the team plays.
Yes. And
can
also,
you imagine if he's like, nope, sticking by my guns with this one.
Walks out in sweatpants and just a T-shirt.
Listen, after them beating the Clippers this weekend, I'm fine with him sitting out whatever he wants.
Hmm.
Sit out whenever you want, bud.
Was that a big game?
It was a big game.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we've won two of the three, so it's fine.
Oh, you're on the Clippers?
Yeah. I'm the one small Jewish white kid on the team.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll
every
see
team
me.
Has one.
You'll see me.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Was that the...
Let's go!
Was that...
Let's go!
Okay. Was that the... okay.
All right. We get it. He's done.
Oh, now? Okay.
<That's good. laughs>
Was that the rescheduled game?
No. That's
no? Oh, so they're going to play again.
Going to play again.
Hmm.
Wow.
Well, let me think. Would I rather be playing like better at the beginning of the season or the end?
I mean, listen, that's what someone says when they don't know if someone's going to get injured, so.
I feel like we have a Lakers fan on the show and then Clippers fan on the show. Mm-hmm. How is there not a bet?
I did. I bet him before. He had to come to work in a suit.
Okay.
Yeah, that sucked.
Well, then let's do a bet for the next
fourth
one.
Game. That's
not
fine.
Do that one, though.
I'm down.
Not that one.
Not the cancel game?
Not wearing a suit.
Okay, we'll come up with something.
Oh, yeah, we'll come up with
you
something.
You already did that once.
Yeah.
I was pouting and like a little baby.
Yeah, you were itchy, like, just fidgety.
Like you were allergic to it.
I went home and I was like, I'm a child. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
You were a kid, like, at church, and the mom is just, like, smacking you the whole time. That
and
was
she
you.
Should be.
Yeah. Some birthdays today. Just a couple. Oscar Isaac and Brittany Snow, and that's what's happening.
All right, it's time for Weekend Jeopardy. Now, to explain this, one of us will give you three things that happened over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
One of them will be true, two will be false.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to work out which are the true ones and which are the false ones, because we know that person.
Yes. Okay.
Today, it's Allie's Weekend Jeopardy.
Hey, everybody, it's time for Weekend Jeopardy. What did you do this weekend?
I don't
All right, so I'm going to give you three things.
Okay.
One of them is true.
All right.
You have to tell me which one is true.
I'm going to say the second one is true.
Well, I haven't even said them yet.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you're supposed to work them out.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
Is one of them hoarded all the toilet paper from the city of Canoga Park?
That is my third one.
Okay, then yeah, yes. I already know what I'm voting.
Why Canoga Park? Those people deserve toilet paper.
I feel like you drove out there
and
didn't want to do it in your own city.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
All right, number one. Did I go to bed Friday night at 7 p.m. to train my body and my mind to get ready for daylight saving time?
Okay. 7 p.m.
Mm.
Okay. 7 p.m. is on brand.
Uh-huh.
But go on.
Daylight saving time, she's... Mm-hmm.
You just caught yourself.
Yeah, good catch.
She was pretty frustrated
I'm
by it,
really
so
angry,
maybe.
Really
maybe,
angry
yeah.
about it.
And I know she's schedule-focused. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is...
Right, that's
so
one.
Far, it rings true.
Okay. Right. Did I get my car washed and for about an hour think, yeah, someone legit stole it?
Okay. Oh, because it was just missing for that long?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do like that.
Did I go to the midnight screening of Harold and Maude and cry because I saw a young man roaming the theater up and down with flowers?
Whoa. I hope it's that. Oh, man.
All right, you went to bed at 7 o'clock to get on schedule because you were upset about the time change.
Yes. Yeah, which seems...
That's all... That all...
Seems on brand?
Yeah.
Okay. It fits.
Okay.
That could be true.
Okay,
all
number
right.
two is she gets a car wash and she
And we've all sat there and gone, I'm going to go around and check to make sure this...
Yeah. She thought it was stolen for an hour. That's pretty good.
Okay.
And then lastly, we know she went to the Harold and Maude midnight, right? We know that.
Why would she have cried if a guy walked up and down the...
Because it's sad he was stood up. He was looking for his date.
Oh.
And he has flowers in his hand. That is very sad.
I wasn't positive that's why he had flowers. I didn't know for sure.
Do you think he was at a funeral? What did you think he was?
I didn't know. Allie, any direction here or no?
I mean, no, she can't really say anything. he thought...
Hold on.
He thought... Are we... We're concerned about what he
yes,
thought,
Allie.
Right? Yeah. You thought a guy just had flowers and was walking up and down the aisles?
I'm concerned that maybe two are true.
Oh, no. That's the basic rule.
I did this wrong.
You can't do that. All right, so hold on. One is a lie.
All right.
Okay, we're fucking
around. One is a lie. One is a lie.
Two are true.
Yes.
Two are true.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. All right. Two are true.
All right, let's change the rules. Okay.
By the way, still works. Still works. Allie doesn't understand the game. Perfectly fine. Has played it, but still doesn't get it.
All right. I'm going to say I know our day on Friday.
Yes.
Wasn't great.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I don't see her going to bed at 7 p.m.
Okay, so we have the two left open, which is Harold and Maude, which I do believe is true, and I can't wait to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one, which I feel like it could
it's
be true
wash.
As well. Car wash. So you're saying let's go car wash.
I think.
And Harold and Maude, and she didn't go to bed at 7 on a Friday.
I think.
I will accept that as
okay.
well.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it?
Great. Great.
You guys, I'm so
Great.
Sorry.
Great. I love it.
I'm so
I saw
sorry
your face, and you were like laughing uncontrollably, but quietly. Yeah. And I was like, "What's happening?"
I realized Great. As I was reading it. Wait, I did do that.
Two faults,
and I did do that.
One true.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
We know. We really got through it.
So here's the thing: Harold and Maude on midnight. First of all, I'm up watching movie at midnight. I'm already out of my mind.
I already
right?
asked you why you would do that.
It's
right,
just
yeah.
insane.
Yeah.
But then I saw this young man with flowers just going up and down, looking at people in the seats. And you know me, I get emotional at anything. And I seriously was like, does he want to sit by me?
Show me photos of me and Loretta.
It was that bad.
That was him.
It was that bad.
Right.
And to the point where once the lights dimmed that the movie was going to play, I'm like, Kat, I went with Kat Corbett. I'm like, Kat, we need to know where he is. Is he okay? She's like, you got to let it go.
Right.
I'm like, did he find her? What happened? Oh, I don't know. And it's such a mystery. And then the car wash, yeah, that happened, but it was legit not there.
Oh, and was it even in the back?
Nope.
Oh.
Because they had thought I was the person that signed up to get the deep whatever detail and all that, so they brought it to a different area. Because that person that wanted that said, oh, I'll come back later today for it.
Oh, so yours was in storage,
Mine
basically.
Was in a
storage?
Like, just gone.
For later usage.
It was just
so
gone in a totally different area. And I kept saying, hey, where's my car?
Did you panic?
Oh, 100%.
I would think so.
Did you leave because without a wash?
Did I what?
Leave without a wash. Like,
yes!
You just,
after
what,
all
really?
That, they're like, okay,
they didn't
we
wash
can...
it. No!
After all that,
I was like, okay, I really don't have time now.
Did you burn the place down?
I burned the place down.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Is this a scam?
It sounds like a scam.
That's craziness.
So you drop it off. Mm-hmm. You sit for how long?
I'd say 40 minutes. Oh. And then I was like... I mean, it was packed.
Because you normally see it come out, then someone's like hand drying it or
hand
whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, this is taking a while. So I walk up to the front to see where in the line it was, and it wasn't there. So then I said, hey, curious about my car. And they're like, oh, no, we're going to get to it. And I was like, okay, cool.
So you got like the stock answer.
So I was like, all right, I'll wait another 15. So waited another 15.
Wow.
Then I'm like, they are not getting to it, and I don't see it. So finally I said, I don't see my car. And the guy was like, which car is it? And I said, it's a white.
That's
blah,
a bad
blah,
sign
blah.
Already.
Yeah.
And he goes, huh. And looked around.
Another bad sign already.
Literally looked around. He's like, yeah, it's not here. And I said, I know that's what I'm telling you.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
So then he literally runs to an area. And I'm like, oh, what is he running for? To see where they keep the stolen cars? Like, what's happening? Mm-hmm.
And then, he was quitting and just running?
Yeah. And then another person comes up and they said, what did you pay for? And I said, a basic wash. I literally didn't even want my car washed. I wanted the inside done. I wanted the vacuuming and all the windows inside. And then finally, after a while, another guy walked out and he goes, so you didn't want the deep detail? And I'm like, no, I did not. But if I did, where would that car be?
So then they bring it out.
They brought it out.
And it's dirty as hell.
It's still dirty as hell.
Right.
Maybe dirtier.
And then you leave.
How much
maybe
total? An hour 10?
I would say
total.
An hour and 20 minutes.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Real.
It was unreal, and that was not a fun time. I should have had like two of those. Right.
Well, two were true and one was false.
No, okay, see, I still wasn't.
The way Jensen and I saw it was that two would be false and one would be true. But hey, however you want to work it.
As I was reading it, I was like, I screwed this up.
However you want to work it.
Sorry about that.
And that's
guys.
Weekend Jeopardy.
Weekend Jeopardy!
Look, everything here is pretty weird this week. The last month, it's been pretty difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But we can always be assured of one thing, and that's that Florida is going to be worse.
That's absolutely
What's
true.
Up with Florida?
You goddamn people in Florida! You bunch of bastards!
Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida? You always have the craziest news. What's up with you? Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida? Let's all find out what happened now in Florida.
Florida is weird, isn't it?
Yep.
It is.
I just looked over at Allie right before and I just whispered, you're going to like this first joke.
Oh, no.
And I literally looked at him like he was a disgusting boy in class.
Yeah. Two thumbs up.
I thought he said something gross to you.
No. Giving her two thumbs up.
No, he said,
having said that, Allie,
you're going to really like this joke. I was like, ew.
47-year-old Jose Ramirez Calejas was arrested on a felony battery charge that will forever leave a stench on his name. You see, the Florida resident was picked up for allegedly dumping a bucket of cow manure on the head of a victim for literally no reason at all. It was at a dairy farm in Crystal Springs, a community about 30 miles north of Tampa. And the police report claims that Ramirez Calejas scooped up cow manure into a bucket and then just dumped it over the head of a stranger.
Oh, my God.
A stranger?
Yeah. And then when asked
was
why...
Was it an argument or a fight?
No, no.
What?
When asked why, just shrugged his shoulders. They approached him and he admitted to the crime and was quickly arrested. You see, he's kind of a bad dude, especially with a record of charges in the past like battery, gun possession, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. But now, thanks to a bucket of cow manure, he faces a whole moo charge. Allie, you recently visited a new dentist, right?
You're the worst.
Wait, hold up.
Allie, was that
hold
the
up.
Joke you really thought I'd love?
Was that the joke you said she'd love?
There's no way that was it.
That was it. That was the one.
I mean, in all honesty, that's a good read because you love that crap.
But that...
I thought you were in.
I didn't do that on purpose. No. I'll take it.
I thought Allie was in. All right. She wasn't in.
Nope. No one was in.
Well,
back to you.
It doesn't get any better. You recently visited a new dentist,
right? I did. Thank you.
Well, I hope his name wasn't Jose Santos Vicente.
Oh, no. Why?
He's a 56-year-old in Florida who can only be described in one way.
A Jacksonville man can't seem to stop putting his hands in people's mouths.
I don't want to hear that ever.
Okay, well, what? You see, the man's neighbors knew him as Dr. Vicente, yet he was arrested for practicing dentistry without a license and performing intense procedures on patients from his home office. Not only did Vicente not have a license, he claimed he went to the University of Puerto Rico to get his, you know, his doctrine. Oh, yeah, they have no records or credentials from him.
He's not even a doctor. He's not either a doctor or a dentist.
No, and the craziest part of the story is not here yet. Here it is.
Oh.
Records show Vicente was also arrested in 1998 and 2009 for practicing dentistry without a license. Vicente pleaded no contest and served a year and a half in prison.
This guy.
So he gets out of jail and he's like, gotta go back to work.
Set up my practice.
This guy's been arrested twice and done jail time for being a fake dentist, yet he couldn't stop doing it.
He loves oral health.
He loves touching teeth.
I think there's a good message here, and that's if a dentist wants you to go to his house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Might be a bad sign.
Just say no.
Oh, my God.
Van, all cool, but house, no.
All right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mobile.
Today and every day on What's Up with Florida, we have a real running theme of meth, so let's get ready for more. A lot of people sent me this one on social media. A Florida police department is doing their part in the coronavirus breakout to keep everyone safe, and I mean everyone.
Okay.
They have announced that if you recently purchased any illegal street drugs, you can bring it to their station to be tested for coronavirus.
That is nice. A service.
How about that?
They posted it as a PSA on their Facebook page saying if you bought cocaine, meth, heroin, or really any street drug over the past few weeks, they have major concerns that it's contaminated with the virus. So they ask you to bring it by for free testing. That's the least they could do to keep their community safe.
Nobody went, right?
It's Florida.
Even if you can't bring it to the station, they're nice enough to say they'll come to your house.
Oh, no.
And at the end of the post, it says, please spread the word. We need the help.
Oh, no.
Now, we all know this is most likely a fake post trying to get people to come in with illegal substances. It's the most narc crap ever. But you have to wonder, would this even be an idea in any other state?
No, it would not.
People sat around, crime fighters with education in this service, and said, people, if we put this on Facebook, might come by.
And they're probably basing that on something that has happened before.
Right.
I wonder how many people stopped by or called.
They have not updated. They don't want to give up the joke yet. Yeah. They haven't updated us yet. But if it does happen, obviously I will tell you what's up with Florida. But I also want people here in LA to know that they're doing a similar thing with illegal, unlicensed assault rifles. You can bring them to any police station right now and they'll clean them for free.
They'll clean them.
Yes, and tell them Kevin in the Morning sent you.
No, don't tell them that.
In the world of weapons, an 18-year-old Collier County resident was arrested at the Beach Box Cafe last week after deputies were called to take care of two young drunk women refusing to leave. The girls already had an altercation with the restaurant's manager that involved a slap to the face, so the unpredictable has already happened. Oh. I mean, what could go wrong? What else are they in for? When deputies arrived at the scene, they asked the girls for their IDs, and one woman reached into her purse and pulled out a wrapped tampon.
Okay. I'm sorry?
Well, thank God.
That's her ID?
Right.
Okay.
And just in time for International Women's Day, she threw it at the cop and was arrested for assault.
Well, you can't throw anything at a cop.
Assault with a tampon!
Well.
She was also picked up on fake IDs, but that charge didn't hold. They didn't use the fake IDs.
Wow.
So the only thing she was held for was
the tampon. Tell people that you're in jail because you threw a tampon at a cop?
I don't think it's very cool.
No.
It doesn't give you street cred.
I think it was slightly excessive. In my opinion, she should have been let go that night. No questions asked, period.
Okay. I see.
Always.
Wow. I see.
All right.
Wow, I'm having trouble catching my breath.
Lastly, a story that can only happen in Florida. First grade teacher Valerie Lee Prince was arrested for trying to purchase, you guessed it, an 8-ball of meth.
Mm.
And let's just get that crime in the old Florida Mad Libs machine. She was arrested for getting meth on the grounds of the elementary school she worked at.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Don't believe me? Here she is in undercover recordings explaining how the deal at her elementary school can go down during the workday.
If you call me, I can just say, I have to use the phone real quick. I can step out and come right back in. Or just come at 11 on my lunch break. But I would prefer it before then, but it's up to you.
What was the name of your school again?
Well, it's Jacksonville Heights Elementary. It's on 103rd. Now, I don't get my kids until 8:30. So I'm in my room by myself from 8 to 8:30.
Okay.
All right, so she was...
Is the guy selling the drugs me?
By the way, that undercover cop is method as hell. Yeah, definitely pretending
it's impressive. So
she was obviously fired from the school and is awaiting trial, and she admitted to doing meth 10 times in the past 6 months, and that she had the intent of doing meth in between classes and then coming back to teach.
I mean, sometimes it's tough to keep up with those kids, right?
I mean, clearly. Could you imagine what the lesson plan would be like? Like, oh, Mrs. Prince, you're talking too fast. Also, why have you vacuumed the room 6 times? Also, where are your teeth? Anyway, that's a very cool school. And that's what's up with Florida.
Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida?
It's the world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. It's 6:53. Mm-hmm. Time for what's happening.
Just if you're waking up and you're like, hey, why do I have this email from AXS saying how'd I get my refund for April Foolishness?
Canceled.
It's because it was canceled, guys. April Foolishness has been canceled.
And we...
There's no joy in the world.
There is no joy in Whoville. We're disappointed, man, just as much as you. We don't know a whole
probably
lot.
Probably more.
Yeah, we don't... Honestly, we're more in the dark than you would think. But it's a weird world out there right now, and I think we're just... We're bummed. We're bummed, too. We want to see great comedy.
Mm-hmm. Why don't they want us to laugh?
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff. I wanted to figure out how... To get tickets if
it's,
I get
no,
down.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Here's the problem.
It's
not,
canceled.
No,
there's
it's canceled.
There's no
not
tickets.
Happening.
Yeah, yes. But we will refund you if you did buy tickets.
Yes. Should have all gotten an email if you bought them.
With the info, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but where do I? Mm-hmm. Where can I get them? I mean, they're like,
no,
where
are
is,
none.
Is there?
They're not there's, as available as they were last week.
There are literally no tickets for you to buy
available,
because
right.
it's been canceled.
Don't go.
Yeah. Thank you, though, for asking.
Jeff, can I come to your radio station tonight and pick up something, or can I just go down there?
Do you want a t-shirt?
Yeah, just go down there.
I feel like he's just being mean now.
Like, he just wants something, though. He didn't even say tickets.
Right.
He just said, can I pick up something?
Right.
We should give him something.
He's been waiting a long time.
Yeah.
Get him a shirt. Sure.
Yeah, and do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available, do you know?
I mean...
Let's see how that's related.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't see how it fits into what we're saying. There's no show.
It's canceled.
Yeah, it's canceled.
And we're bummed, and you can get
super bummed.
Speaking of canceled, South by Southwest.
Major fan of K-Rock. I'd love to introduce the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What are you talking about? It was a comedy show.
We're never playing Foolishness.
They weren't booked. But we will probably play them.
How far is the festival from the Marriott Palm Desert, you know?
Now we're Google Maps.
I mean, it's like, quite a walk, if
again,
I can be honest.
I think the important part is there is no festival. We're not having the show. No matter walk or not.
Right.
Okay.
I mean... All right, South by South.
And when does the stuff really get going? In the afternoon?
It doesn't.
Yes, 4. Just say 4.
Well, now he's going to go.
Good.
Okay.
I would guess April 3rd, 2021. I haven't looked.
Right, that's a guess.
Just a guess.
People are going to be like, that's a Tuesday, Kevin. So concerns over the coronavirus have officially derailed the 2020 South by Southwest Music and Film Festival.
That seems mean.
That seems awful because that's a lot of people's livelihoods. Why would you laugh at that? So they said, we are devastated to share this news with you. The show must go on is in our DNA. And this is the first time in 34 years that the March event will not take place. We are now working through the ramifications of this unprecedented situation. And here's my thought when I saw that happen on Friday. That's going to make it a lot easier for everyone else that was thinking of canceling but wasn't sure how. All you needed was a big one to say, we're out, and then everybody follow suit.
But why would you want to follow suit if you didn't have to, if you weren't forced to?
Because here's the thing. Do you want to take the risk for your brand to be the one brand that stayed in and... Let's say this coronavirus is deadly and is killing people.
I mean, we already know that.
And you decide, well, on a mass level.
Okay.
So you decide that, no, your brand is going to continue on with whatever festival it is.
Yeah.
You're the one that stayed in. That's a bad look.
You know what, man? I think this Hindenburg could fly. I think we should do it.
We love to rock.
Please so I think having a biggie like that.
Biggie was going to be there?
See,
he
this is
not,
annoying because I don't want stuff to be canceled. So let's get this over with so that we can go back to having everything working.
That sounds great to me.
That was a
plan. And the stock market.
That would help.
I bet that they'd love it.
Stock market, for those who don't know, has halted. It's falling so fast. They have
stopped
trading.
Forever?
No, but for right now. They take naps. Take out, give him a rest.
Wow, I would love to work on the floor then. If they're like, nap time,
take a nap.
Everyone.
Siesta, everyone.
Yeah, it's not a good day, guys. It's not a good day out there.
It's a weird world.
And I have to say this. When I found out that Costco was going to suspend free samples until further notice.
What? That's not
thank
cool.
Thank you. That's when I said this has gone too far. Too far. So when I'm in there hoarding toilet paper, I can't have a little salami with cheese on it? F you.
Least you could do is hand me a ravioli. One ravioli.
That's what I'm saying.
In a little Dixie cup.
Isn't it funny that Costco's the store that used to make you buy like 144 of something, and now they're like, whoa, slow
too
down.
Much.
We're taking too much. We're going to put a limit on it. F you.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Not cool.
So there you have it, guys. We are living in a weird time right now.
We truly
real
are.
Weird time.
Truly are.
So I'm glad I had a ton of plans to see a ton of concerts that most likely are not going to happen.
Let's not be so negative.
Honestly, Kevin, like let's flush it out.
I want as few things to be canceled as possible.
Agreed.
Okay. Right.
What do you think the chances are?
Another week, week and a half.
You're not saying the C word, are you?
I'm saying the C word. I'm
right.
saying the
nope.
CW
right.
word. I'm saying the S word.
Right.
I mean, there was just a case of coronavirus now in
Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's Riverside.
What's going on?
Right.
Just saying. It's going to be an interesting week.
It is, yes.
And I don't like it. I don't support it.
And well, I don't think it's looking for your support.
If I'm willing to head out to Carson and see, let's just say a festival, like if they named it Cruel World.
Let's right. say if there was one.
I'm taking the chance.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sign something that says I'm not going to sue you when I'm dying. I'm good. Let me see Psychedelic first. Please.
And honestly, also, if anyone needs a hotel reservation in Palm Springs mm-hmm. The next few
How
weeks.
Dare you.
A lot of, I mean, I know a lot of people willing to give it up.
Wow. Wow. I don't like it. I don't like any of it. At least my 401k. What? Happy birthday,
halted.
Oscar Isaac Brittany Snow. And that's what's happening.
If you heard that high-pitched noise at uh-huh. the beginning of that song, it was not us.
No,
okay.
Just want to put that out there. It was you?
Probably
us.
In your car or in your radio.
Or your head.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
could
in, your
be in your head.
Head.
Mm-hmm. None of us heard it.
No.
That's all we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Monday and time for great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. But we'll try to make that feeling go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news! All right. In Pittsboro, North Carolina, Ruth Bryant turned 100 years old at Cambridge Hills Assisted Living Home, and they decided to throw the very popular resident a party.
All right.
100 years old. And when you turn 100, there's a lot of talk about what you've done and what you haven't done. And bucket.
What's the secret to living forever?
Well, yeah, I mean, those are the things you want to know from them, but they want to finish their bucket list.
Yes.
Yeah.
Things that they want to accomplish before dying. And, well, Ruth Bryant wanted just one last thing to scratch off, and she knew what it was.
Mm-hmm.
To get arrested.
I'm sorry?
To get arrested.
At 100?
By police, at 100 years old.
Why is that on her bucket?
I don't know.
Okay.
That was her last dream. And so during the party, deputies R.D. Weaver and Tevin Dixon walked into the celebration with a warrant, walked up to Bryant, and did just that. They put her in handcuffs.
Are you Miss Bryant?
Oh,
here's what I want. I want you.
Tell me they were strippers.
And then they took out a boombox.
No. It's real cops, and you might wonder, what's the charge against her?
Went to the fire department, showed yourself a couple weeks ago.
That's right. They said that she went to the fire department and showed herself a few weeks ago. So the 100-year-old.
She's a feisty old woman.
The 100-year-old arrested for exposing herself. So she was handcuffed to her walker, taken to the jailhouse in a cop car, fingerprinted, photographed, stripped of her jewelry, given one phone call, the whole nine, and they even could have added resisting arrest to the charge. Listen to this.
Don't kick me. I got bad knees. You got two bad knees.
She said, don't kick me.
Did
I got
she
a bad
kick
knee.
Him?
Yeah. And then they said, I got two bad knees.
What?
Yeah, she was having a blast. And so they spent some time in the police station learning about everything they do, and they even gave her a souvenir prisoner jumpsuit, which created what I can only imagine is now one of my favorite sound bites when she proudly held it up and yelled,
I'm in the jailhouse now.
I'm in the jailhouse
I'm sorry,
now?
What?
I'm in the jailhouse now.
Let's play that again.
I'm in the jailhouse now.
Okay. She's a partying 100-year-old.
She was dancing.
Who's got some cocaine?
She was singing Jailhouse Rock in the jail.
I'm in the jailhouse now.
It was awesome. So after the field trip, you'll be happy to hear she was brought back to the assisted living home, bail-free, happy and excited to get that one final experience marked off her bucket list. I thought this was a very sweet story.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, listen to this again.
I'm in the jailhouse now.
She's so happy.
And that's why it's my great news!
Sadly, she's still in jail, though. They forgot about her.
Oh, what? She's still there?
Died in jail.
A pre-calculus teacher at Ramapo High School in New Jersey, identified as Mr. Barber, apparently fell down a flight of stairs.
Oh, no.
And he cut his head, and he had a concussion, and he had to get a bunch of stitches. And he came to class the next day to teach, even though he had a concussion and stitches, because he was like, we're going through some important stuff here and I don't want to miss. And his kids knew that he was a huge Yankees fan.
Oh.
So he can't be good at everything.
Right.
And they decided, you know what we're going to do? We're going to buy him tickets for opening day.
Kick a man when he's down.
Right. And the kids bought him tickets to opening day of the Yankees just to say, we know you had a rough time falling down those stairs.
Wow.
Usually it's more fun. But thanks for coming in, and here's our way of appreciating you. And they gave him tickets to the Yankees home opener.
Great. That is very sweet.
And then the Yankees manager, Aaron Boone, found out about it, and he said,
we saw your students got you for opening day, but now it's our turn. The Yankees want to bring you to game two of the season and also invite you to come by for batting practice. Keep up the great work with the future generations. Thank you.
All right, you all
got to use it. Okay, so stupid Yankees are just jumping on board like,
right?
Hey, we're going to get you the second game.
The kids are like, oh, we got this.
And we're going to do you one better. We're going to let you take batting practice.
Ridiculous.
So then the teacher says, you all get A's, and then this is his response.
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys are unbelievable. I can't teach you anymore. You've learned what's important in life, so... I love you guys.
I can't teach you anymore. Aww. You've learned what's important in life.
That's beautiful.
How sweet is that?
But let me get this straight. If I had gotten my teacher something, I could have gotten an A in math?
Yes.
Crap.
I mean, I know this. I went to USC.
Oh, dear.
And that's my great news.
My great news comes out of Boise, Idaho, and a children's hospital there called St. Luke's. And there is a nurse there named Jo. And we've all discussed on their show, our reverence for nurses is huge.
Yes.
My mom's a nurse. Kevin's mom is a nurse. Jensen was dealing with the NICU for quite some time. Mm-hmm. Nurses are the most important people in the world. They're just wonderful. So this guy, Jo, who's a nurse, goes above and beyond for the kids that are at St. Luke's Children's Hospital. This is a guy that immigrated to the U.S. from El Salvador along with his parents and siblings. He's been working at St. Luke's for 16 years. His whole family works there. Two sisters, one's a respiratory therapist, and then his brother Marvin is a nurse downstairs in the NICU. This is a family affair happening at this place. But here's what sets Jo kind of a little different from the other nurses. He dances a ton with the kids.
He dances.
And the kids live for it. Like, they see Nurse Jo coming in. They're like, all right, he's going to dance for us. And it really...
They get out their dollar bills?
I don't know
if
it's so much of that kind of dance, but he really makes the spirits, like, just... People come alive when they see him because they know they're about to get a little treat. And it's wonderful. But here's the thing. He's now the star of a new commercial for St. Luke's Children's Hospital.
Now he's the star of this ad for the health system, which shows just how dedicated Nurse Jo is to keeping spirits high at the hospital.
A lot of these children are there for a long time. They're chronically ill. They're battling different types of cancers. And I'm not shy. You know, I will literally humiliate myself every single day as long as I know that I can put a smile on their face.
But this humble healthcare worker says he's not the only one who deserves the spotlight. He says he works with and for people dedicated to making kids healthy and happy again.
Truly the only heroes on the floor are the children and their families going through these challenges.
So he talks about, like, treating the patients is one thing, but treating their overall health and happiness is where he knows he can shine. And the video is adorable. These kids are laying there just with machines, and they just look so sad. He walks in the room, and their faces light up, and it is a beautiful thing. So bless you to all the nurses out there, and to Jo. Nurse Jo.
Nurse Jo, everybody.
Come on.
Right?
I love him. And that's my great news.
Panic buying. Next. Let's talk about panic shopping.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening.
What?
It's
what
real.
Happens?
It's real. Like something like the unknown. We don't know what's going to happen with the coronavirus. There are whole cities in Italy that are under lockdown. Mm-hmm. Like, if you leave, you are actually going to be thrown in jail, which doesn't seem right because then you're there and then it's spreading. There.
A lot of people
know.
In jail.
They're trying to work through that. But there are people seeing this and they're like, you know what? I should stock up on water. I should stock up on toilet paper. I should get all the necessities I'll need in case I am quarantined. Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to me. I saw it on TV and I thought, oh my God, I need to get toilet paper. And then I thought, wait, no, just check.
Right.
Plenty.
Yeah. Okay.
No worries.
When you
but
say
your response is.
When you say you've plenty, how many rolls do you have?
24.
Oh, you should be good.
That's good for
a couple
days.
That's good for like a couple days.
Yeah, that's fine. We went to Target to pick up some medicine for the boy, some Tylenol for kids or whatever. And we were like, let's go check out the soap just to see what everyone's talking about, like to see what it is. When I tell you, it was a ghost town of merchandise. There was
nothing on the shelves.
It was
literally
like
nothing.
A hurricane had come through town and just wanted the soap.
Yeah.
All the hand sanitizer.
It's a weird hurricane.
Everything is gone. It was it really ravished. And then oddly, you know, not many of the other aisles even had anything purchased. So people were coming directly there just to pick up these things.
That's
and
a
leave.
Lot of work to go to Target and fight that parking lot and everything else just to go in and
just to get hand
soap.
Sanitizer.
Both Chip and Ashley Escada posted empty where it should just be all toilet paper, just gone. Nothing. Mm-hmm. That's
it's
crazy.
Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
Here's the newscast for Southern California.
You know, we really did not believe it until we got here and we saw all these people really stocking up on all of these essentials.
It is the truth, though. You look at it and you go, okay, well, where's that? That's not here, because that's ridiculous.
Right.
And you go, oh, wait, it is here.
As fears of a pandemic continue to rise, people are scrambling to stock up on supplies, prompting some stores to start rationing how much you can buy.
There's a run on supplies this morning. Big box stores across the country are seeing the growing concern over the coronavirus here. In the longest lines they've seen in years.
That's a long line of people outside of Costco.
Yeah, we had one tweeted to us by a listener, and I couldn't believe
it. It's like an hour-long wait just to get into the building.
Yeah.
Insanity.
Now, this store specifically here in Chino Hills, we can confirm that they are out of toilet paper, paper towels and Kleenex and running low on water. The frenzy is real and it is happening here at this location. Take a look. This is video from earlier this morning. It was around 9:30 when people started lining up outside about 30 minutes before the store officially opened.
I have a question about the water.
Yes.
Yeah.
I drink sink water. Do you think that's not going to be safe?
I mean, I don't think it was ever safe, Kevin.
My whole life.
You're a tap water guy.
Yeah.
This explains so much to me.
So then I was like, well, I don't even need bottled water. I don't drink it.
Right.
I mean, I do sometimes, but.
Do you use like a Brita to filter it? You're just straight tap.
Straight tap.
Okay.
You ever, just put my mouth right up to the tap.
Okay. Excellent.
You ever let off like an electronic, like you have metal in you or anything like that?
I don't know what that means.
Well, they say that water has a little bit of metal, no?
No, it's never bothered me.
Okay. Sure.
Should it? It bothers you? I don't like the look that Allie just gave me. I'm not happy about that.
People do say not to drink tap water
a lot. Yeah, but it's fine.
Okay.
That's my response.
Okay.
It's fine.
Cool.
We trust you.
That's my response on bacon. That's my response on everything. It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right.
Okay, here's some more of the news.
To get in line for hours and hours to, you know, have toilet paper and water, it's kind of a panicking kind of moment for people.
You can see about 200 people in line, half of them saying they're here for toilet paper, water, some of the basic essentials, while other people, they're just shopping for food. The situation here yesterday, however, was so hectic. Police were called after some customers started fighting over toilet paper and water.
Can you imagine the fights that went down over toilet paper?
I feel bad for the guy in line who's just like, I just wanted English muffins.
Yeah.
I just wanted to eat these English muffins.
This is insane.
So dumb.
Listen, my butt's worse than yours. I need it more than you. And they go to blows. They call the police.
I have irritable bowel syndrome. Let me through.
This is happening.
I just decided to check Amazon again. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, after the grocery store had nothing, I went to CVS. They had nothing. So I went to Amazon, and where I usually would get toilet paper, currently unavailable, but available from these sellers. So I clicked. How much do you think 18 rolls of Quilted Northern should run you?
I definitely think we should ask Kevin this.
I would say 18 rolls? I would say $6, $5, $6?
I'd say tops, like maybe $12.
Okay.
You can get them now for $65.
Shut up. People are gouging.
Yeah.
That's not even legal.
Did you say $65?
$65 for, well, they're 18 mega rolls. So they're,
oh, the mega
rolls.
They're a little bigger.
But yeah, this is bonkers, some of the pricing I'm seeing here.
All right. So if you saw this over the weekend, or you were part of it, or you work at one of these stores.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to hear from workers.
Can you imagine
what
your day is like if people are fighting over toilet paper in your store and you have to call the police?
Unreal.
Could just sit back and watch.
Stupid.
I don't think that's what we're saying. We're
saying Star.
So 1-800-520-1067. You went to a store and there was some kind of frenzy.
Or you work at a store,
even better.
Or you're planning on it. I mean, tell us why we're wrong. Tell us why we should be buying it. Like, we should be in line, I guess.
Yeah.
Convince us.
I mean, I don't feel like that's the case.
Well,
we'll take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. Panic buying next on K-Rock. Just ahead of Billie Eilish, let's take one phone call. Let's make it Dan, 1-800-520-1067. Hey, Dan.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Panic buying. What have you seen?
Oh, my God. I went this weekend to birthday supplies, and I went to Target and the Dollar Tree. And besides the usual water, toilet paper, rubbing alcohol is gone now. Because with Purell being sold out, everyone's making their own hand sanitizer now. And so rubbing alcohol is becoming a rare commodity. Like,
is that okay for your hands?
I don't know. I didn't even know you can make your own hand sanitizer.
Oh, yeah. I did a story last week on how Tito's vodka is having to tell people, don't do it.
Yeah.
Well, no, you can make hand sanitizer, but people are doing it wrong.
Stupid.
Wow. Rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not just like one person, like five people came in saying, do you have rubbing alcohol? No, we're sold out. Next week.
Unbelievable.
You have to wait a week for rubbing alcohol, which is not
That's something no one's ever said.
This just in. Wash your hands.
Yeah, just wash them.
It's a lot better.
That would help.
Read the studies,
right. Thank you for the call, Dan. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number, and we will take your calls next. We're talking about panic buying, which doesn't seem ideal.
No.
It seems odd that people are getting in fights.
In the mix of the coronavirus supposedly spreading and going everywhere, people are going to these markets and buying all the hand sanitizer, all the toilet paper, all the paper towels, and it's not great.
You can always text us as well at the same number, 1-800-520-1067. You have one of those, Jensen?
I do. We got a text from the 323. My wife started freaking out, so we went to Costco for water. All sold out. Went to Smart and Final as a backup. All sold out. When we were standing in the empty water lane, a guy came up and tried to sell me water. He said he had cases in his truck. I told him no. After we left, we went to Albertsons, and they had like 20 pallets of water, so we were happy. LOL.
Do you think that doomsday preppers are like, are these
it's our
amateurs?
Time. Yeah, it's our
look
guys.
At these guys. Yeah. Come on out to my bunker.
Read the studies.
Let's go to Manny in Long Beach. Good morning, Manny.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good,
hey,
thank Manny. You. You went panic shopping?
I did. So I actually went to my local Albertsons, and I noticed that there was a group of people who were fighting over one container of Lysol wipes that was left over, and it was this older lady, 75-80 year old lady, who was standing right next to me, and I happened to look over where more of those Lysol containers were sitting, and nobody realized that there were like four of them left.
And you looked at her, and she looked at you, and like, it's on.
You pushed her, didn't you,
Manny? Exactly. Yeah, so I grabbed them all, and you know,
Hold up. You said you grabbed them all?
There was four of them left. Yeah, so I grabbed them. And then the ladies, you know, who were fighting over that one container looked over at us, and then they started coming after us. And luckily there was an employee there who said, look, you know, you guys were fighting over that one container. You had no idea there were four more left. So
this,
you know,
doesn't give you street cred.
Did you at least give the old
away with those.
Did you give the old lady one?
No, don't be ridiculous.
No, please.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was fighting. Oh. So she took two. I grabbed two.
Man.
Yeah, so we were good.
But you're not panic shopping then, if you gave her two.
No, Manny's kind panic.
Panic shopping is all about yourself, man.
Oh yeah, when the coronavirus is really infecting us, I'm kicking that old lady down and running right through. I'm giving her the Heisman pose.
Awful.
I'm Bo Jackson at Tecmo Bowl.
I was in the military, so you know we always
all right. You're better than all of us.
Better than all of us.
We get it.
Sure.
Thank you, Manny, for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Myra in Southgate. Good morning.
Oh, morning.
Morning.
So I work at Target.
Oh,
so
yay.
You went to work yesterday.
Oh, my God. The moment I started, nonstop lines at the cashier, nonstop lines to check out. people were waiting in line for like half an hour, and they cleaned out water, whatever they could find. Like, they were buying individual waters, 10 to 15.
Hold up. You said they were buying individual waters, like one bottle?
Yeah. You know how you can buy the pack?
Right.
Yeah. Those ran out. So they would buy the individual waters, whatever they can find out.
Right. So Myra, first, thank you for your service. Were you guys concerned about like the civilness of everybody? Like, were people being nice and kind, or were people freaking out?
Both. Okay.
What about toilet paper? You got any toilet paper?
No, we were sold out.
Okay.
Myra, do you have access though? Like, is there a shipment coming in, and you can steal some away for us?
Can you be our dealer?
You know.
Oh, I got asked that the entire time. When's the next shipment? We don't know. It's like it comes in daily.
I'm saying we need to hook up. You're missing my point.
Maybe something could fall off a truck.
Right. Myra? We need to hook up.
Oh, God, she's not helping.
She's not. No. I don't feel like she's on our side. All right. Thank you, Myra, for the call.
No.
Let's go to Michelle in Riverside. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I actually work at a Target as well over here in Riverside.
Yes.
And Clorox bleach is also sold out.
Why?
What?
Are people...
So we ran out of the disinfecting wipes, and I'm guessing they figured they're going to clean their house with that.
Oh, man. People are going to be dying.
I'm just asphyxiated by
bleach.
I'm thinking people are getting bleach for when it's really dire, and they just want to call it a day and drink the bleach.
I don't think that's what it is.
It's like a Jim Jones thing. Like,
no.
Everyone drink the Kool-Aid. Everyone drink the bleach.
Rung up a lady who had about six of the big bottles, and then she managed to find a few of the natural wipes, and she had all of it on her cart.
Oh my gosh!
What a dick! Am I right?
It was not fun.
Not fun at all.
That's a terrible, terrible day at work. All right, thank you, Michelle, for the call. Let's go to Amber in Santa Clarita. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I work at a restaurant in Santa Clarita, and it's not really like panic shopping, but somebody requested to have their food served in a to-go box because they were paranoid that our plates weren't going to be sanitary enough.
But they ate there. They took a to-go box but ate it in the restaurant.
That's so weird.
Honestly, that's kind of goals for me. I've never thought of it. That's very hot.
Do you find that normally is that people don't trust the sanitization of the whatever, silverware, plates?
No. That was like the first, like, I'd never seen somebody so paranoid.
You should come to my house.
I was going to say, when were you in Santa Clarita?
Were you there, Jensen?
No, but we did just get a text from the 714. I went to Target to get soup and other groceries, and there was no soup in Brea. No soup.
No soup in Brea.
Oh, no, man. No soup for you, Brea.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. We're all here. Allie, Jensen,
yep.
Destiny.
Destiny's not here.
No, Destiny's not here. She isn't feeling well, which is always a scary thing to say these days.
I thought she looked a lot worse today.
No, I mean, she does.
That's
it's mugs.
That's mugs.
That's mugs,
okay.
Yeah.
Darius.
A little worried.
Here's the thing with Destiny. Kevin stands right next to her.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin got really sick about a month ago.
Yeah.
Oh, this is
she
on
survived.
Me.
No, she survived.
Yeah, she made it through.
I got sick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm across from her.
Mm-hmm.
She survived.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, she's sick.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, it wasn't.
Different strain.
What changed?
Different strain.
Different strain, yo.
Yeah.
It's Corona time.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Corona time right now.
She was a very sweet girl.
She was. We're miss her.
Fast learner, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Shouldn't
sir.
Be celebrating.
Let's calm down, man.
Have you guys been seeing all of the posts from people that are on international flights that are empty?
Yeah.
People that are like, I'm the only one on here. This is amazing. I was like, why are these airlines flying? Like, why don't they just ground that flight? What is happening?
Right.
I want to be that person so much.
Well, airlines have wasted thousands of gallons of fuel running empty, quote, ghost flights during the coronavirus outbreak because of European rules saying operators can lose their flight slots if they keep their planes on the ground.
Hmm.
That's the reason they have to fly these flights.
Wow.
Just to retain their, you know, their number. Which is crazy. I didn't know that. Under Europe's rules, airlines operating out of the continent must continue to run 80% of their allocated slots or risk losing them to a competitor. So if there's 10 people on a flight, you gotta do it anyway.
Hmm. Or at least a certain amount of them, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine being on a plane with 10 people only?
Sounds great.
And they still ran out of stuff?
We don't have any peanuts, I'm sorry.
Sorry about that. Yeah, not sure
it's
why.
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cheap flights right now.
Can I tell you one I just looked up?
Yes.
If you wanted to go to London from LAX.
Yeah.
I do.
On April 14th.
Okay.
Okay.
$339 round trip.
Wow.
Wow, that's
insane.
Don't
get me wrong, it's a Tuesday, but even with that in mind, right? Yeah.
That, just to be able to get that for that price is absurd. Any time of the day, any time of the week.
To leave that Friday, let's say that obviously prime time to leave, right?
Mm-hmm.
$418 round trip to London.
Yep.
Wow.
It's a deal, man.
So here's my question.
Do we leave right now?
Do you buy tickets for, say, later on in the summer when you kind of hope things have eased up?
How long is later on in the summer?
Late June.
Yeah, I would.
I would do it. I mean, I think that they'll...
I don't want to be irresponsible, but absolutely. Personally, I would.
With trip insurance? I mean, they have to sell that, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can get it, yeah.
That's the deal.
Refundable.
Right.
Usually costs a little bit more, but I don't think it probably costs more now.
I'll look up another one while you're talking. Where do you want to go?
Okay.
Let's say Barcelona.
Real quick. Just for fun. Real quick.
Just for fun.
All right, Barcelona International.
In case you were wanting to go there.
Okay. Let's say you went. What do you want? Where do you want? Okay.
Friday, let's say. Let's say this Friday.
This Friday. Jeez,
yes,
Kevin.
For a week from Saturday. Let's just say that.
$527 round trip. But let's get into April, right?
Okay.
There is a weekday that is $330 round trip.
Yep.
That's
to go to Barcelona. And what are those tickets normally, Kevin?
A lot.
Yeah, a lot more.
Yeah.
I mean, look up business class or first class. I mean, I'm not going to sit in upright seat for all those
hours. We're princesses.
However, if they're almost all empty,
right?
You can get a full row to yourself. Or an upgrade.
Full row. Yeah,
I was going to say a full row to yourself.
That's right, too.
Full plane. Full section.
Yes.
Anyone want to go to Hawaii?
Yes, please.
Honolulu.
Uh-huh.
April 10th.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a Friday.
Right.
Prime time leave. $281 round trip. The weekend before, Friday, the 3rd, $242 round
trip. It's like if we don't fly, we're losing money.
Yeah, this is...
That's exactly what we're saying.
I just found a flight for under $200 round trip to go to Honolulu.
Not taking that one.
Well, that might be the Wright brothers. Just
yeah, what airline is that?
You can only cut so much, and then I'm going to doubt whether you're going to get me there.
Yeah.
Very scary.
But yeah, this is crazy.
I'm just saying it might be the time to buy some tickets. If they're refundable, what's the
downside? Sure.
What is the downside? Yeah.
That's what
couldn't think of the words
for.
Downside.
Couldn't, really. So we all know that they're going to have to take a hit on moving the Bond movie No Time to Die from April 10th to November.
Mm-hmm.
But it might turn out to be a lot less of a hit than if they actually had kept it in April. They think about $30 million is what they're going to lose. But the alternative would be a lot costlier because of theaters getting shuttered in China, Italy, France. No one wants to go out because of this coronavirus. And if it gets worse, then no one's going to be in theaters anywhere. So to wait till November, you lose about $30 million as opposed to almost all of it.
Yeah,
so,
worth it.
Yeah. And I don't mean to start or continue with the bad news, but Marnie.
I know.
Very sad. The lovable Shih Tzu on Instagram.
Hey, language.
It's a type of dog.
Oh.
This is the worst.
This is the little dog that had the OG that had the tongue hanging out of the mouth and kind of the head that goes to the side.
Mm-hmm.
She has passed away at the age of 18.
Wow.
I mean, wow. Jesus. Her person said that her comfort had been notably declining over the past few days with little hope for improvement. And she just let me know she had had enough. She enjoyed her chicken until the very end. Marnie had a very impressive following on Instagram, about 1.8 million people following Marnie's exploits. Hung out with a lot of celebs throughout the years. Ed Sheeran, Betty White, Taylor Swift, pretty much everyone on my timeline. Had a picture with Marnie.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. That dog is popular because it's ugly. Was.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're safe to say that.
Okay, good.
And her owner first saw her in a Connecticut shelter where the pup had been named Stinky over her foul smell. So not a lot going on for Marnie at the beginning, but not now, really.
Not now as much either.
So rest in peace, Marnie. Big ups to you. Mm-hmm. Can Dave you imagine wants, if Marnie cried or barked like that?
Dave wants us to say that Marnie came to K-Rock. He wants us to point that out.
Oh, yeah.
And Marnie, made the rounds. Everybody took pictures.
Oh, no. There are so many pictures of Marnie with the K-Rock mic flag in front of her. Like, to the point where I was like, does Marnie work here? Is Marnie a DJ? What shift does Marnie have? Every single person has a picture with Marnie.
Yeah.
Did she smell, Dave?
She might have.
Oh!
Honestly,
why would you talk of the dead like that?
I will say this. Where I read that she was known as Stinky in the shelter, I was like, that didn't change. I'll tell you that.
She was 15.
She was 18.
You mean when she came here?
When she came here.
Gotcha.
Listen, you can still wash a dog, right? Is that what we're saying?
That is what we're saying,
bro.
By the way, can we point out that Betty White's still alive? Met Marnie. Marnie died before Betty White.
Wow. She's going to outlive us all.
She is. She's the one who's going to be alone when the coronavirus hits. It's just Betty White.
I mean. I want a world where it's just Betty White. What? Happy birthday, Oscar Isaac and Brittany Snow, and that's what's happening.
Guys, still affected by the time change?
Yeah, and I will be for a long time.
How long, Allie?
Listen, I'm not so much Jimmy Kimmel where he says months, but it does take me a little bit to catch up.
He did say that.
Yeah.
You have to remember,
like 6 to 8 weeks,
that we walk in when it's dark, mm-hmm. and that's part of kind of our weekly and daily routine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need it to feel the same as I'm walking in. It did not feel the same this morning.
But don't you like it better?
No. I like it the way it's
dark.
I just don't
like changing it of any kind.
Ever.
Yeah.
Why don't we just lock the time? Why can't we do that? This is an archaic process in which we still feel like it's like an old calendar thing.
I know I'm in the minority that I enjoy it being darker earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a lot had to do with the fact that I wake up very early for work, and when I was doing television, I was waking up even earlier, 2:30 in the morning.
That's not early, that's late the night before.
Yeah, late in the night. So to hear children playing and being happy outside, God, it would kill me.
So you hate joy.
I hate the joy. You're riding your bike, you're like, Dad, look at me. It was just loud, and I needed you to be quiet around 7 p.m.
This poor boy who lives behind right? Allie, who Listen. Just needs his father's approval.
Daddy, look, daddy. I just.
Have you just yelled, Daddy, look?
Seriously,
for
God's sakes, about
the
it.
Kid just wants your attention.
I've thought about it. But I do like it being darker later, or darker earlier. Mm-hmm. So this time is not my time. We're not only losing that hour, people are being joyful outside, and it's got to stop.
Seems good.
I did think it was crazy that of all the days where you lose an hour, it had to be on International Women's Day. It's
typical.
Take an hour away from women.
Isn't it just?
Never catching
typical.
A break.
But today, Arizona doesn't do it. I know that because I called my mom last night. I was like, finally, we're on the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's madness.
It's fantastic.
We don't need to do it. We could just, as a nation, say, let's stop, let's not do it. Same, and I would be willing.
I don't understand why it's such a big deal. Who cares? So what? You get used to it.
I'm willing to call it this time. Let's just call it this time forever. We'll do that.
But I think it would make so much sense. I mean, it doesn't. Do we, any of us, know the real reason?
I think it's so.
Initially, farmers.
I think it's so you can get more done outside in the sunlight so you don't use as much electricity at night, I think.
But I think it really was because of like crops and stuff.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it would be like having the traffic rule still be for like covered wagons. Like, we need to change stuff. This is the thing to change. We could do it. We're on the radio. There are 50 to 75 people listening.
And you think we could accomplish that?
We could at least start it.
I mean, there are a lot of people that have been talking about it for a long time. They want to just cancel it and move on because it is from old, I don't know, Benjamin Franklin or somebody was involved.
Oh, let's have the states just decide it. No, that is not how you decide it because then every state will be different and then you never know what time it is in a different state. It's madness. We have to come together as a nation.
Okay.
And we know how easy that is.
Yes.
Very but simple. Honestly, with something like this and say, listen, right now, Pacific Standard Time is 8:40, and it will be 8:40 6 months from now. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Not the first week in November, it won't.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it changes.
Do either of you think that this, can you think of any positives of changing time over and over again?
No.
Of just twice a year, basically, just shifting?
I do like getting that extra hour, though. That feels good to me.
But
you're not going to get it if you stick here.
It evens out.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. That's how big of a person I am. I will I will skip that extra hour, and I'll even let it be lighter later.
Oh,
that's
well,
how much I care.
You're such a sweet person.
Wow.
Thank you.
I was always so much happier when it was light out. later. That made me happy because so I could go out and play.
We are technically working right now on 1 hour less of sleep, correct?
Yes.
But do you notice that? No, you don't.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Our bar is so low.
Did you hear the Jeopardy segment?
I did, yes. You misunderstood that.
We actually get lucky because we are sucking so bad normally that when the time changes, you can't tell the difference.
Go with the flow.
It's just the same.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
I'll say this. Yesterday, around 6:30, 7 o'clock at night, you know what I smelled? Barbecues. Like people were like, oh, tonight's our night.
It's
Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You don't like that.
Because then they're going to be barbecuing, and then kids are going to be like, put cheese on mine. And like, I just, no. We don't need to hear this.
Put cheese on mine.
Like for a
We
burger.
Don't need kids yelling, put cheese on mine.
Thank you. Finally, you're coming around.
6.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ. Kevin in the morning. Allie and Jensen. It is 8:51. Allie is here. What's happening?
Well, thanks for noticing, guys. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about seeing movies over the weekend, and Jensen went to see The Invisible Man.
I did. Loved it.
Three people in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, you saw The Way Back.
I did.
Liked it a lot.
It was good.
And how many people in your theater?
I didn't look, but not that many.
That is such a weird thing. I can't
believe it. How is it weird?
Because you should know your surroundings. You should know what's happening.
I walked in when it was dark, so I didn't want to stand up in front and just look around and go, how many people are here? Hands up.
I like the idea of Kevin looking back at the end of the movie, and it's just filled with clowns. He didn't know.
The lights come up. He's like,
oh, my God. What is going on here?
That would kind of be incredible.
That would be awesome. I'd be very upset that I didn't know that going in.
The reason I bring it up is a lot of coronavirus fears keeping moviegoers away from the box office. At least, there it is. At least that's
the only one. It's me and him.
At least that's what they're kind of hoping. Not just that maybe the movies aren't that great right now, but Disney Pixar's Onward opened with $40 million this weekend, which was a low number. $28 million happening overseas, so they thought that would be about $55 million. So total haul, $68 million, which shockingly in these times is a disappointment. So
it's going to be really hard to really judge things because everything's so up in the air and you don't know how much is being affected.
Absolutely.
It's Corona time.
Right.
Hey, it's Corona time right now.
Well, that was number one at the box office. Number two, Invisible Man.
Uh-huh.
Number three, The Way Back. Number four, Sonic, and rounding out the top five, Call of the Wild. And we've been discussing every segment something about coronavirus, like what has been canceled between South by Southwest.
Canceled.
They're talking about playing games with no one in the audience.
Yeah,
which,
sporting events and stuff.
Yeah. Soccer games, that's what they had planned a few weeks ago. So now the NBA wants its teams to prepare to play for games without fans if necessary.
Excellent.
But LeBron says he's not going to play games for an empty arena. When he was asked on Friday about the possibility, he said, quote, "We play games without the fans? Nah, that's impossible. I ain't playing if I ain't got the fans in the crowd. That's who I play for. I play for my teammates, and I play for the fans. That's what it's all about. So if I show up to an arena and there ain't no fans there, I ain't playing. They can do what they want to do." I think he'll probably reverse that.
I mean, if he has to, I assume he will.
Or do you think he's just going to be like, no, I'm not going to play, so don't do it?
I think everyone is just sort of watching. That's what everyone's doing right now, is just playing it cool and safe and waiting to the last minute to do certain things. And
let's just see how things change between now and...
Yes, it appears most things are being canceled. That's what it would look like.
Such a bummer.
Pretty sure, too, LeBron, that fans also watch on TV.
Right.
I think probably majority of fans watch on TV. They are not going to see you in person.
Correct.
So, yeah.
I feel like he was just trying to ingratiate, is that the right word? Himself to the fans that are at the stadium, and then when it actually comes down to it, he'll play because he has a contract and he's a Laker.
We gotta feel the fans. You know, I think that's just what he's kind of thinking. But
ew. I mean, it's probably a bad
Have you guys
idea
ever
right
watched
now?
A sporting event with no crowd?
I mean, besides like
either
my
in person
games
or on TV.
Yeah, Calabasas High School football games. One time wrestling did it.
Okay.
There was like a weird thing where like The Rock and Mankind wrestled in an empty arena for like a Monday Night Raw, and it was odd. You could like hear every like punch or like weird, strange. You heard like the creaking of the ring.
Ooh. Yeah,
and when there's like an exciting thing happen without a crowd, it's like, Well, that was exciting.
Yeah.
No noise, no, you know, no energy.
You said you've watched soccer before where there's no crowd, mm-hmm. and you can hear them just having conversations
just
on the field.
Just chatting with each other, yelling back and forth and everything, and you can hear it all. Mm. But when it gets exciting,
yeah,
you sort of are used to feeling that energy. There's
yeah.
nothing.
And imagine them not feeling that yeah. energy. That can't be easy.
No.
Oh, well, let me tell you how I'm going to make it up to you.
Okay.
Dunkin' Donuts is giving out free donuts every Friday in March. How do you get one? Well, you have to sign up to be a DD Perks Rewards Program member. That's Dunkin' Donuts. Mm. Which is free. And you'll get your free donut choice when you make a drink purchase.
What?
On any Friday in March.
Is
so you have to. You have to buy a drink. And then they give you a free donut. Huh. But
that's kind of not free, but okay.
It's not free, but, I mean, get a coffee.
Right.
Get a free donut.
Not bad.
Why not?
Why not indeed?
And excellent.
We talked about this earlier, but yes, it's true. The sad fact that April Foolishness was canceled. We are all
canceled.
Super bummed, super disappointed. If you bought tickets online, you should have received the email on Friday that will tell you how to get your refund.
Oh, my God. Woman is so mean. Yeah. She's laughing at worst times.
I think the person that loses out the most, besides us, because we really want to do this.
Yes.
The listeners, because we were going to do kid jokes this week.
Yeah.
That's and right. that's my favorite segment when
too.
We have little kids call in and tell jokes.
We can still do it. Give away something else.
What if we did it? Just to alleviate some of the sadness
that's
about foolishness being canceled.
We have to give them something for
no,
them to call?
No. Okay. We give them the time to spread joy.
Okay.
We have t-shirts.
We do have t-shirts.
We have t-shirts.
Do we have kid size? Kid size?
No, but who cares?
Kids love a belted shirt.
They do, yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Sleep shirt.
Sleep shirt.
Everybody
for
loves
kids.
A sleep shirt.
Should we do that tomorrow?
Yeah, let's give away a sleep shirt.
Hey. Good idea, right?
Wait a minute.
Right? Good idea.
What's that guy doing? Is he okay?
Rodney.
Oh. Hey. Oh. Wait a minute.
He's loving those kid jokes. That's what he's doing.
Well,
maybe they'll be at Coachella next year.
Oh, I mean, that's up in the air right now, I think. Yeah. That's one of the ones that everyone's scared about.
Okay. I think we should do that tomorrow, though.
Yeah.
Have kids tell us jokes, and then we just give
them a sleep shirt.
I feel
it's
like
for the, no, listen.
It's for the parents.
Yeah, the shirt's for the parents.
Yeah, can we stop saying sleep shirt?
That would
be number one.
The kid gets nothing out of it. It's the parents.
Do you want a sleep shirt? I've already got the theme song.
Why does he keep saying sleep shirt?
Yeah.
It is not what we want.
Call me fabulous.
What?
No, buddy.
I did get an email from someone that won tickets to Foolishness and said,
good.
Hey, how do I get my refund? I'm like, just pretend the segment never happened. We do that every day.
Shame.
Shame indeed. Some birthdays for you. Brittany Snow. Snow.
Having trouble with that one today.
Honestly, that hour.
No.
It's that
I'm rejecting
hour.
That. I'm rejecting that. It's not the hour.
It's the hour?
Okay.
And Oscar Isaac.
Oh, and happy birthday to Kevin in the Morning. I guess she's like a Hall of Famer in a way. She drew the jankiest picture of Kevin and Bean back in the day for our billboards, Ali Siegel. She
happy
does
birthday.
Celebrities with braces.
She does.
That was
well,
super
she kind of gave that up.
Yeah, she's now, I think, a witch or something. She's a life coach or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, she'll draw you weird if she's your life coach is what we're saying. Happy birthday, Ali.
How is she a life coach?
I don't know if she is, though. She's, like, taking clients.
A life coach.
I don't know.
Let me thank Soccer Mommy for the music.
Thank you, Bernie.
Which is also her nickname.
Thanks, Bernie.
And that's what's happening.
It's the world-famous K-Rock Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Ali, one final look at what's happening today.
First of all, how dare you, Kevin?
How dare I?
You said just a few minutes ago, I think we need to come up with a time limit on how long you can be saying,
yes.
I lost an hour.
Yeah, you can't use that as an excuse forever.
Ali's
been using it all day today.
I said, give me a week.
A week?
Just give me a week.
A week sounds fine. I give it to you, Ali.
You'll give me a week?
I will.
Okay, Kevin.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
That's crazy.
What's the time then? Wednesday for you?
I mean, today's probably it.
That's... No!
You're not affected by that hour all
I
week?
I absolutely am. It really screws with me. Not like as bad as Jimmy Kimmel, but pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Just let me live.
I heard we get Panera.
Come on, Kevin, give me a week.
All right, Wednesday.
Of next week?
No,
that
just
seems
Wednesday.
Too much, but that's kind. Just give me a week. Thursday.
I just think every time you make a mistake, you're going to go the hour.
Yeah.
Well, I'll start doing that too then.
Okay.
Darn enough hours in a day.
I'll give you 34 weeks. All right. We've been talking all about everything that's being canceled, everything that's happening with coronavirus fears. I feel like this is one step too far.
Okay.
The free samples at Costco suspended until further notice, you guys.
Where am I supposed to get lunch?
That's a lot of people are saying that. And if you're going down to Costco and you're freaking out and you're running around looking for water and rubbing alcohol and toilet paper, you need some sustenance.
Exactly.
You need that little cracker with some cheese on it.
100%.
That ravioli.
Bro,
right?
I'm straight up not having a good time.
It's just a bummer. Mm-hmm. It's just a real bummer. And a lot of schools and a lot of workplaces are doing mandatory stay home, work from home, take your classes from home, that type of thing. Which, honestly, if I was in college right now and they were like,
take advantage of that,
please stay home, that would be kind of cool.
You're going to do that at radio, you think?
Well, Bean did it for 30 years.
It's true.
He was having his time.
But they are also giving tips for people that don't want to shake hands. Like, you meet someone, you don't even want to touch them, germs, whatever. They're saying, put your hands up. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
Like you just don't like care.
Well, that too.
I'm sorry, they're giving us advice on how to not shake hands?
Yes. Yeah. How to decline a handshake, but in a polite way. Put up both your hands like a five-year-old is holding a pretend gun to you and just say, forgive me, sorry, coronavirus phobia, sorry about that.
Shake hands with danger.
So, well, you could do that as well.
You can.
They're also saying just wear gloves. Who's what? Wearing gloves?
What?
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't. I
wear
know.
Gloves.
Yeah, nobody
that's
is.
That's awesome.
That's a lot, you guys.
Too much.
This is what I do. If somebody comes up to me and wants to shake hands and I don't, mm-hmm. I mm-hmm. just shout,
oh, f- you.
Seems aggressive.
Right?
Seems
but fine. It gets the point across.
It gets the job done.
Right.
Why not? And one thing that I think would be great if I had to self-quarantine, mm-hmm. like a lot of people, actually, it's not self-quarantine, but the area in Italy where they're saying, all of you stay home. Millions of people stay inside your home. You're quarantined. There's going to be real repercussions if you're not. Mm-hmm. If I lived in this one town in northern Italy and realized that wine was coming out of my faucet, that would be the best ever. You'd be like, oh, listen, I gotta stay home because there's wine coming out. Apparently, a valve in the washing circuit on the bottling line of a nearby winery failed. And so it was just coming through the water line.
I mean,
wine.
You're showering in wine?
I mean, maybe for those few days you didn't shower as much. But you were wasted. You didn't notice how dirty you were. I don't know. It sounds kind of lovely.
This guy smells like my mom. Oh, not my mom. My mom didn't drink too much wine. I just, wine in general. Okay. Keep moving.
Parent. Yeah, you know, it's not a personal story.
Yeah, not mother, so much me. Not so much me.
Apologize to your mother.
Sorry, mother. Didn't mean you. I just meant in general.
You guys.
Yes.
Jensen's mom told us, A, mm-hmm. that he was friends with teachers. And then Jensen told us his nickname in high school was Mother because he was such good friends with his mom
and, parents,
and really other moms.
I was just with adults.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Mother.
I
also wrote a report because I thought it would be fun, not because it was an assignment. It was to another teacher.
Just such a nerd.
Yeah, I wasn't quote-unquote cool.
You ever hopped in an Uber and then maybe you passed out?
No.
And you wake up and you're like, this is not where I wanted to be.
No.
A drunk university student trying to get back home after a night on the town woke up in an Uber 250 miles from his destination with a $1,700 bill. Here's the thing. He put in the wrong address.
It's his fault. Oh, my God.
So the guy took him on a five-hour trip.
Ugh.
Where he was passed out in the back. He was drunk. Passed out. Woke up and he's like, I'm sorry, we're where? And the driver's like, we're where you put the address. And he looks at his phone. He's like, we sure are. I sure did put that in.
Does he have to pay that?
Uber driver was so nice, he decided not to charge him for the trip.
No way. He 5 hours.
So he gave him a 5-star rating, which is obviously the least he could do, right? And then he hopped on a train. didn't have money for the train ticket, so he got fined for that and then missed all of his classes at Newcastle University the next day.
Is this a scam?
It just wasn't a good night for that young man.
I don't understand. That's ridiculous.
Can you imagine, though, waking up 250 miles from where you thought you were going to wake
no,
up?
No, I can't.
What is the longest Uber drive you guys have ever had? Have you guys had
Coachella?
That is long.
Yeah, I got in a
car accident, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I had to take an Uber back. But the insurance paid for it.
But what happens to the driver? Like, let's say, because I know someone who took one to Vegas once, right? Mm-hmm. So what happens then when they're in Vegas? They just start taking rides? They move there? What happens?
Yeah, you're not going to make any money on the way back.
Yeah, I got to rent a house.
Yeah, you don't make any money on the way back. What's the point?
I don't know.
Or do they charge you even more because they kind of figure that out?
For the return trip?
Yeah.
Is this a scam?
It sounds like a
scam. Is it a scam?
I just don't know what they would do because you're kind of stuck, right? There's a part in Invisible Man, no spoiler at all here, but they take a Uber from, I think, to San Francisco. And then I was thinking to myself, like, what does that driver do now? Drive back?
He makes no money driving back.
Because he loses all that gas.
Yeah. Don't know.
It is funny that was the logic I had problems with about a movie about Invisible Man.
Yeah.
I was like, what's the deal with the Uber?
And not the fact that the rain doesn't short it out, not to give anything away.
Right, right. Or that there's an Invisible Man at all, Kevin. But yeah, okay. Back you up. You should see it, Allie. It's a great film.
I don't have to now.
Yeah.
It's just not logical.
We didn't really give anything away.
Something should have shorted out.
No, it's all good.
Now I know. Shorted out, like because of the rain?
Yes, that's what he said.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, I totally solved it.
The hour?
Yeah. God, you guys, give me a week. Give me
you got
a
week.
Week.
I've given you it.
I need to see pictures of this because a British man was the best international mullet down under. He snagged the haircut prize for the annual Mullet Fest in New South Wales, a state in southeastern Australia. It genuinely feels like it's been a religious ceremony for me. Australia, you've been amazing. That's what this young man from Devon said. He got the iconic business in the front, party in the back style as a joke during an Aussie getaway 3 years ago and soon realized he liked being a mullet man. So continued it. Today, his hair hits his back by his shoulder blades.
Oh,
and he
yeah.
said, growing a good mullet takes time and patience. Being able to handle a S ton of negative feedback.
That's the guy's life.
Yeah.
His life is being mullet guy.
That's his identity.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever thought about growing a mullet?
No.
Could you grow a mullet?
I could, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm not interested. You know, the comedian Theo Von, funny stand-up, he has a mullet.
Yeah.
And he sports it. He rocks it. But that's all I could think about as far as someone wearing an ironic mullet.
Yeah. Is his ironic?
Yeah, yeah. Dog the Bounty Hunter has like a normal one.
Yeah. How do we know Theo Von's is ironic?
Because I think he's kind of like in on
that's
it.
Good question.
I don't know. I feel like he just loves it.
It's an easy way out, too. Oh, this is a joke.
Right.
This haircut.
Oh, you don't like it? Oh, no, it's a joke.
This is a total joke.
Yeah. Kevin, you've never had a mullet?
I mean, I had an accidental one.
Okay.
Like it was a little longer and it was a flip, but I didn't.
You didn't actively set out.
Right.
Okay.
I just looked terrible.
How long? 6 years?
I don't know. A lot of pictures.
He knew
all of the 90s.
The detail he knew to hit was that he had the flip.
Yeah.
He knew to say that because that's that back jump.
Yeah. Okay.
That ramp you have in the back. The skaters. The party.
I feel like the flip almost alleviates the mullet. Like
Does
a
it?
Mullet, I just think, is straight.
Yeah, but if it turns, that means the party's turned.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
Some birthdays for you.
I mean, we know what you mean, yes.
I'm just with this guy.
Today. The hour.
The next.
It's the hour.
The hour's making the comedy worse, which is impossible.
Happy birthday, Oscar Isaac and Brittany Snow. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. And you drive home tomorrow morning, Allie Dream Interpreter.
Yeah.
Nice.
So get your dreams ready. Can you get your dreams ready?
You can. Sure.
You can call and she will tell you what it's all about. If we get quarantined for 14 days, some of us would love it. Some of us would hate it.
What are you talking about? It's my goal. It's my dream. I've been doing it already for a couple months with the baby. Now I'm just doing official.
And life coaches are bogus, right?
Yes.
I don't get it.
I think they're fake.
Yeah. We'll talk to them tomorrow morning and Jensen's guest list as well. Tomorrow, we'll see you then.